Hey, this is Derek Wooten. I'm lead pastor of Makers Church here in Cincinnati, Ohio, where our desire is to make disciples and make a difference. Thank you so much for joining us through our podcast. We pray this message speaks life and encouragement into you and what God is doing in your life. Hope you enjoy it.
Thank you, Lord. Come on, hey, as you're being seated, find some people around you. Tell them, say, your best is yet to come. Come on, your best is yet to come. Your best is yet to come. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Man, I hope that you've had a wonderful week. I pray that you had a very special holiday with your family and your loved ones. You know, if you're like me, you're trying to wear as many layers as you can to cover up how many Christmas tree cakes you ate at Christmas. But I'm glad you're here today. I'm thankful, man, and we're so honored that we can worship together on the last calendar day of this year. I want to take a minute and say, if you're new today, maybe you're joining us for the first time, maybe the first time all year. Listen, you made it in 2023 right here at Makers, and we are thrilled that you're here, and we'd love to get a chance today to begin a relationship with you. And so here's what we say here at Makers. If we can start a relationship today, the best way to start is we find out each other's name. And so if you will today, if you're new, we would love for you to grab that guest card. It's in the seat directly in front of you. You can pick it up manually and fill it out with the pen provided, or you can scan the QR code on the screen or the QR code that's on the actual card. Fill out some information. Let us know who you are. Then after service, take it to our guest center. Some of our dream team will be there to meet you, greet you. Pastor Melissa and myself will be out there as well. We would love on this last day of 2023 to begin relationship and know that we can build that relationship together in 2024 in Jesus' name. So take advantage of that. We look forward to meeting you as we celebrate community and family together. Amen? Amen. We got just a couple announcements. I know that we've got some more just celebration to do today, thanking God for his faithfulness through another year. But one thing I want to remind you of, a couple things. Moms and dads of all of our young people, remember there is a special youth service this Friday happening at 6:30, not typically Sunday night. There is no Sunday night service tonight for our young people because of New Year's. But moms and dads, this Friday, 6:30, join them right here, Makers Youth Room. Also, moms and dads, don't forget, the kids are having lunch over at CC's Pizza in Eastgate right after service, second service today, so they're going to have a great time. Also, we want to remind you, man, we are so excited as we start next year. We are so excited about this ministry launching here at Makers called Circles. Circles are our small group ministry here at Makers Church. How many of you guys know we were made to do life in circles? We were made to do life in community. Listen, what we do in rows on Sunday is fantastic, but what we need is every other day in circles, building relationships with our kingdom brothers and sisters. Those that we're launching circles next Sunday, and we're actually super excited. We're doing something we've never done with our small group ministry. Next Sunday night, everybody say next Sunday night. Next Sunday night, we are having a Circles kickoff party right here at Makers Church. And here's what it's going to look like. Every one of our leaders, all of our group leaders, they will be here. And from 6:30 to 8:30, we are going to be right here. It's going to be a party, but it's going to feel a lot like an open house. How many of you guys remember open house? Where you get here and you get a chance to come in. Listen, there's going to be food everywhere. There's going to be music. We're going to have an MC. We're going to have some games, some fun. But we want you to come, bring your kids, and you get a chance to see every one of our circles, find out what all of our circles are about. Man, get some great just food as we walk around, have a great time together celebrating the kickoff. And even next Sunday night, you can sub to be a part of whatever circle that you choose. And then our circle signups will be happening all through the month of January. But we want you to come next week. You don't have to stay the whole time. You can stay as little time as you want or as much time as you want. But that kickoff party is for our church family. So come be a part of it. It's going to be a great time. We're going to have some fun together. Amen? Amen. And since I'm talking about food, can I remind you on January 8th, we're going to be starting a fast together. Let's go. Some of you are like, why are you doing that to me? Listen, I'm not doing it today, so relax. You have a little bit of time. But January 8th, we are going to be entering a time of consecration with prayer and fasting. I'm going to be talking much more about that next week. But listen, I'm preparing you now. Don't go load up on groceries and say, Pastor, you didn't tell me. No, I warned you today. Don't get that click list at Kroger yet. Prepare. We're going to be fasting. Listen, we're going to be doing 24 days of fasting for 2024. We're going to be sharing about those details, ways that we can participate together. But how many of you guys know that consecrating ourselves with prayer and fasting is something that makes a spiritual difference in our lives? It does something that nothing else will do. And so we're reminding you, inviting you. We'll talk more about it next week, but be prepared. January 8th through January 31st, we are fasting together, seeking the heart of the Father in Jesus' name. Amen? Amen. Listen, our ushers are coming today. We're going to worship in giving. Man, there's nothing like having a transition as you tell the church you're fasting together. That's the most fun. Man, we do hope that you've just had an incredible week this week. How many of you guys, last Monday, you were able to give to other people? It was Christmas, by the way, in case you can't remember. I told you we're moment-driven. You forgot where you were. This past Monday, it was Christmas. We got up. My son got up at 5:30 a.m. I wasn't sure if I was somewhere else or I was actually there, but he said, "Hey, Dad, it's Christmas." I said, "Hey, buddy, leave me alone. It's 5:30. But he came, and he was excited. Then he woke his sister up because that's what he did. And then we were up at 6 o'clock, and we were celebrating the Lord. We read the Christmas story. We opened up gifts, and my parents were there. We made them get up with us to suffer just like we did. But listen to me. It was a beautiful day because we got a chance to give and show our love through giving. How many of you guys know that if you love somebody, you gladly give? They said amen. How about you guys? If you love somebody, you have no problem giving them something, do you? No, because you love them. Can I tell you, when we say we love the Lord, how many of you guys know that means we should gladly give to the Lord? Pastor, well, I struggle to give to churches because I don't like giving to people. Listen, I understand that when you give, it looks like people are the ones receiving it. The truth is the Bible actually says this, people might be collecting it, but the Bible says in Hebrews, it's Jesus is the one who receives it. And so every time we give, we're saying, Lord, we don't just say that we love you, we prove that we love you. Because God, we bring tithe as you command us to. And God, we, out of generosity, we give offerings, Lord, to your church, to your kingdom. God, because we love you. See, I don't know if you know this, but any act of worship is because you love and trust God. And the Bible says that giving is an act of worship. Well, here's the truth. You will not worship a God that you do not trust. And the truth is you will not give to a God that you don't trust. And so every time that you give, you show that you love God and you trust God, even with your finances. Why? Because he is the only one that can bless them and multiply them and then pour out blessings in your life there's not room enough to receive. How many of you guys know that he's the only one that can do that? So that means, can I tell you, on the last day of the year, we get to be as generous as we were on the first day of the year. On the last day of the year, we get to worship with love and trust as much as we did at the beginning of the year. Why? Because God has been good, and we gladly bring to him everything he's blessed us with because we love him that much. Amen? Amen. So we're going to get ready to give today. You can see some ways you can give digitally this morning. You can give in person when we say amen. We have ushers throughout the worship center. But will you take a minute as we pray today, and will you tell the Lord, Lord, I love you, and it's my privilege to give to you today. Come on, let's pray. Father, we thank you so much. God, I pray that everyone has felt your goodness, God, the way I have felt your goodness this week. And Lord, today, as we get to this place, God, of bringing tithe and giving offering, Lord, we know, Jesus, it is you who receives it. And so, Lord, today, in an act of worship, God, in an act of love, and God, even declaring our trust to you, God, we gladly bring to you, God, what you've blessed us with. And Lord, today, God, I pray as we bring tithe and give offering, Lord, that you would, God, see, God, how we are loving you today. And God, you would honor your word and you would pour out blessings. There's not room enough in our lives to receive, and that you would continue to rebuke the devourer, Lord, for our sake as we trust you with our resources. So Lord, today, God, I pray, bless every gift, bless every giver, and may it be multiplied and used for the work of your kingdom here and around the world. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Bless you this morning as you give, Makers Church. Amen, amen. Come on, let's stand to our feet one more time all over the room today. Man, is anybody glad you made it this morning on this last Sunday of the year? I'm starting to believe a few of you. Some of you, I'm just like, somebody dragged you here, didn't they? That's what happened. Your spouse said, get in the car. We're going whether you like it or not. You ever done that? Yeah. Your kids for sure. Listen, it's the last Sunday of the year. We've got so much to be grateful for today. I've actually got a word from the Lord that he gave me several weeks ago that I want to share today. And listen, I believe it's going to challenge us, but I also believe it's going to encourage us and equip us. And I don't know about you, I never want to step into a new year feeling ill-equipped for what God has for my life. I want to be ready for what God is saying and what God's doing. And so I want to pray today. You say, Pastor, what's going to happen at the end? We're going to get in the altar because this is a church that values the altar. That's what's going to happen. I'll go ahead and let the cat out of the bag now. We're going to get in the altar and we're going to pray together. But before we do that, I believe God has something he wants to speak to our hearts and release to each of us. And we want to be in position to receive. So can you do this today? Will you open up your hands like you're ready to receive? And can we just ask the Lord to speak to us today and encourage and equip us through the power of his word and the power of his spirit? Father, we love you. We bless you this morning. God, it is once again a privilege. God, it is a privilege to gather with brothers and sisters in the kingdom. It is a privilege, Lord, to be able to come together, God, on this chilly Sunday morning and celebrate your faithfulness, God, for the last 364 days. And God, today, as we get into your word, Lord, may we get into your word with expectation. God, may we receive today, Lord, with hope and faith, knowing, God, that you are not done, but you are just getting started in each of our lives and in this church together. And we pray, God, before we leave today, may we be transformed by the truth of your word and the power of your spirit, God, to continue to be the sons and daughters of God in the earth, God, to do all that you've called us to do. Lord, we bless you today, and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Come on, if you're ready, somebody shout amen. Amen. Come on, be seated. Hallelujah. And if you're wondering, my wife and I did not mean to wear these sweatshirts together. She left before I did. I did not see it, but we look cute, and we will get a picture later. That is correct. I have learned. I don't even fight it. I'm like, babe, do you want a photo? Because I know she's going to ask me. But I want to get into the word for a few minutes today, and I know it's the last Sunday of 2023. I want to tell you, starting next week, we're going to be talking about the fast that we're going to be partaking of together, but I'm going to start unpacking fresh vision for 2024. How many of you guys know the Bible says in Proverbs 29:18, where there is no vision, people perish. Where there is no vision, people perish. Can I tell you, if that is true, the opposite then also must be true. Where there is vision, there is life. And people find life and they come to life. And I want to tell you, God has given us fresh vision for 2024. And we're going to be unpacking and looking at that starting next week all throughout the month of January. So listen, go ahead, make up your mind. You're not going to be sick. You're not going to get snowed in. You're going to be here every Sunday. Amen, amen, amen. Come on. We're going to be here together. We're going to look at it together. But today, I want to finish 2023 in a somewhat of a similar vein of what we started 2023. And I want to start here this morning. I want to build for a few minutes. If you've got your Bibles, I want you to go to Colossians chapter 2, verse 6. Colossians chapter 2, verse 6. And we're going to start right here, and then we're just going to go through what the Lord is saying to us this morning. Colossians chapter 2, verse 6. I believe God is going to solidify and seal everything he's done this year as we prepare for next year. Colossians 2, we're going to read verse 6 together, and here's what it says. It says, and now, somebody say now, just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord. How many of you guys know he's not just your Savior, but he's also your Lord? He's both. He's our Savior and our Lord, and I'm thankful. Listen, a life submitted to Jesus is a life that will be successful in Jesus' name. If you believe that, somebody say amen. He said, and now, just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, here it is, you must continue to follow him. You must continue to follow him. Today, I believe it is my assignment from the Holy Spirit to preach on this subject. You must continue. You must continue. Come on, look to your neighbor and say, you must continue. You must continue. Here we are. We have come to day 365 of 2023. I don't know about you. I still struggle when I say the year because I remember when it was the 19 in those as opposed to the twos and the zeros. Can I get a witness from somebody? Anybody else worry about Y2K and stock up on toilet paper? We were terrible. I remember I was watching the Super Bowl and I was thinking, oh, man, I can't believe it. Like, well, all these things are going to happen. And it was a crazy time. I was 14 and that's how old I was. So just, but I believed the hype. Okay. Obviously, it wasn't true. But here we are in the year 2023. 2023, the last day of 2023. And we have been committed together to a vision. We've been committed individually, but hopefully we've also been committed together for a vision this year at Makers Church that we believe this is a year for us to what? Rise. Ha, gotcha. We're going to talk about continuing, but this has been a year for us to rise. Somebody shout rise. This has been a year for us to rise. If you remember all the way back in January, we felt like the Lord spoke to us and says, this is a year for us to rise. Do you remember what the word rise means? It means to go up, to come up, to literally increase. And you say, well, Pastor, I thought our vision was to make disciples and make a difference. Yes, that is the overarching vision of this house. Every day we should be committed to seeing God's vision happen in and through our lives. But in particular, in the year of 2023, we felt like the Lord said this is a year for us to come up, to go up, and to increase. And if you remember, because we talked about it pretty much all year, about how this was a year for us to rise, we had a base verse that we looked at literally for about the first 8 weeks of 2023. It was found in verse Acts 26, verse 16. And I want you to see that this morning. Acts 26, verse 16. And here, the Lord was talking to the Apostle Paul, and here's what he said. He said this. He said, but rise and stand on your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to make you a minister and a witness, both of the things which you have seen and of the things which I will yet reveal to you. Can I remind you that God did not cause us to rise on accident this year, but he came to us and called us to rise on purpose. He has a purpose in calling us to come up, to go up, and to increase. Can I also remind you, this is not a body where you are led by a team of superstars that do everything and you do nothing. We are not a team of superstars. We are the body of Christ together. And guess what? We are all ministers of the gospel. We are all witnesses that Jesus is alive forevermore. And just like he called Paul to be a witness and a minister, he's called you and he's called me to link arms together and share about the goodness of God to everybody we know. And he's called us to do this, and he called us this year to rise. And if you remember, the Lord was very specific. He gave us the word rise, but he broke it down into four different components or pillars. These four pillars is what so much of how we spend our year together at Makers Church. He gave us this acronym for rise. That the R stood for reach for next, the I, intimacy with God, S, seek the lost, and E, expect the supernatural. And can I tell you today, I believe that even as we finish 2023 and we step into 2024, I believe God is still calling us to rise. God is still calling us to rise. Now, I don't know where you find yourself. And if you're new today, you're like, oh, this is fresh. Well, we've got more vision coming next week, so hang on. But for those of us this year, my prayer is that today you can look back and you can see, I have risen this year in Jesus' name. I have come up, I have gone up, I have increased in every good thing. And if you remember something, when we looked at these acronyms, we said that 2023 was a year for us to rise and reach for next. How many of you guys know that God still has a new and a next for you? God has a new and a next for you. And guess what? Just like he had a next this past year, he has a next for you in 2024. And listen, it reminds me a lot of what the Apostle Paul declared in Philippians chapter 3, verse 13, where he said this. He said, brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. Listen to me. I believe in 2024, God's still going to ordain you to reach for what's next in your life in his will. God's still going to call you to reach for what's next. So how about even right now you make up your mind and say, tomorrow morning, I'm not going to be holding on to what was, but I will let go to reach for what God has for me in this new season in Jesus' name. If you believe that, somebody say amen. But that was R, reach for next, I, intimacy with God. This past year we have prioritized, we have preached, we have practiced how that we must pursue not just doing for God, but being with God. But being with God. How many of you guys know we are not human doings, we are human beings? That means that we should prioritize being with the Lord, spending time with the Lord. Can I submit to you today, even as you start a new year, you should still be intimate with the Lord on a consistent basis. You should still have intimacy with God. You should still spend time with Him and prioritize being with Him before you do anything for Him. Listen, Colossians chapter 2, verse 10, it's one of my favorite. We must remember it is not what we do that completes us. What completes us is our union with Jesus. What completes us is our union with Christ. If you believe that, somebody say amen. It's our union with Christ, our relationship with Jesus. That completes us right there. Whatever we get to accomplish, it is a bonus because we are complete with our union with Christ. So we talked about intimacy with Christ. Then we talked about S, seek the lost. How many of you guys know the Bible says in Luke 19:10, Jesus said, I have come to seek and save that which is lost. And so we said this year in 2023, we want to prioritize seeking the lost. We want to prioritize finding ways to share our faith and preach the gospel however we can to see people come into the kingdom of God. Can I tell you, it's been successful in 2023 at Makers Church. From our outreaches to our services when we gather to things that we've done together, we have seen so many people come into the kingdom in 2023. Why? Because we said yes to rising and seeking the lost. That's what we said together, that we would seek the lost. And so we did that in 2023, that we sought the lost and we had love and compassion for people and they came running into the kingdom of God. And then finally, we talked about E. This was a year to expect the supernatural. And can I tell you what's beautiful is not only have we expected the supernatural, we have experienced the supernatural. We have had more people divinely healed and restored and miracles happen in this church family this year than we've ever had in any other year combined. Like amazing supernatural things. How many of you guys know that's not on accident? It's because we said we will rise and expect the supernatural. I've seen more people in this house this year actually believe that Ephesians 3:20 is true, that God does exceedingly abundantly above that we could ever ask or think. And can I tell you, when you get a taste of the supernatural, nothing else will do. Nothing else will do. And some of you have been ruined in the most beautiful way that moving forward, you say, I will always expect the supernatural because I serve a supernatural God. If you believe that, somebody say amen. And so listen, I unpack this because I want you to catch something this morning. This is what we focused on. This is what we have taught and equipped this year. And as tonight, listen to me, tonight this year closes. Tonight the calendar changes. But I believe for us, we must continue to rise. I know that tomorrow morning, different year on the calendar, but I believe it is still ordained by God for you and me to say that we will continue to rise in Jesus' name. That we will continue to rise in Jesus' name. Come on, look to your neighbor and say, you must continue to rise. You must continue to rise. Can I tell you that I believe even today, on December 31st, we should make up our mind and seal it in our heart that just like we accepted God-given vision and prioritized this year, that we will rise, that we will rise in 2024 together. That we will rise in 2024 together. That means this, that tomorrow morning when you wake up, that you still reach for next. That you don't settle, but you believe and reach for what can be. That in 2024, you still long to know the wonders of Jesus in real and intimate ways. That in 2024, you keep seeking the lost and sharing your faith. That in 2024, you keep expecting the supernatural power and presence of God. Pastor, why? Because I believe God wants us to continue to rise together. I believe God wants us to continue to together. God wants each of us and all of us to come up, go up, and increase in every good thing that He has for you and He has for me. If you believe that, somebody say amen.
And listen, I'm sharing this today because I know that next week we'll start to cast some new vision. I know that next week we'll begin to share what God is speaking for us to focus on in 2024. And we will have some new pillars and new components that we will as a church family. But this is where this is really important. I want you to hear this. Just because we are adding some new pillars doesn't mean we abandon other necessary ones. Listen, addition doesn't mean abandonment. Just because we're going to be adding some fresh vision into what God is calling us to do, because how many of you guys know God's not done with us? He's just getting started. He's just getting started. Just because we're adding some new pillars that we're going to focus on does not mean that we abandon everything God is doing and wants to continue to do in our lives. And so I want us to see this and understand this, because sometimes we say, well, if it's not our main focus, then I'm going to forget about it. Don't we? Let's be honest. If it's not our focus, we tend to forget about things. But listen to me, just because rising will not be our main focus in 2024 doesn't mean we allow ourselves to regress. Let me show you what I'm talking about. There's biblical principle to help you understand what I mean today. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 9. I want you to see this. It says, in view of all of this, make every effort to respond to God's promises. Here it is. See this. Supplement your faith. Supplement your faith. Add to your faith with a generous provision of moral excellence. And moral excellence with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with patient endurance, and patient endurance with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love for everyone. The more you grow like this, the more productive and useful you will be in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But those who fail to develop in this way are short-sighted or blind, forgetting they have been cleansed from their old sins. I want you to see the principle, because I know we're talking about some different values, but I want you to see the principle in the text. It doesn't say, hey, listen, you start with faith and then you forget about faith so you can focus on this one. It says, start with faith and then add this. And then after you add this, throw that scripture back on the screen for me, please. And then once you add moral excellence, then you add knowledge. And then once you add knowledge, then you add self-control. And once you add self-control, then you add patient endurance. The truth of what I want us to see, Makers Church, is that when we are talking about adding things to our lives, when we are talking about adding and supplementing our faith with things that God wants to do in and through our lives, it does not mean that we forget about the others. It means that we move forward with them. It means that we move forward with them. So I want us to catch something, because some of us, as we get into next year, like, well, last year's over. It's time to focus on something new. Yes, but don't forget to bring the good things that God still wants to do in and through your life this year. Don't forget to bring in all the things. Listen, don't you dare go into 2024 and saying, well, last year I reached for next. I guess this year I'll just settle. Last year I prioritized intimacy, but this year maybe it'll happen when I want to. Or last year I was committed to seeking the lost, but you know what? This year maybe they're going to have to find me. Say, Pastor, I would never do that. No, no, you don't understand. So many people, they get in the moment and they forget to bring the good things with them. And what I want us to catch this morning is that we have to see in our hearts and our lives, as we step into 2024, as we step into another year that God has blessed us with, these values, these pillars, these characteristics, we are not moving on from them. We are moving forward with them. We are moving forward with them. And listen, and we continue to build and add the values we need to be productive and useful for the kingdom of God. Can I submit to you today, if you believe that text in 2 Peter, that you would take every pillar of rise and that you would add it to everything we're going to talk about next week, because it will make you more productive and useful for the kingdom of God? It'll make you more effective in everything God's called you to do. How many of you guys want to do a minimal amount in 2024? If you do, you may be in the wrong place. I want to do as much as God will let us do. I want us to achieve everything God would allow us to achieve in a single calendar year together. But that only happens when we understand we take everything God is doing and we add and stack and layer on top of what God's already done so we can be more productive and useful for the kingdom of God. If you believe that, somebody say amen. See, listen, I know that we're excited about this year finishing. We're stepping into a new year even tomorrow. But the truth is that our commitment to continuing what God has started has got to be paramount for us. Our commitment to continuing what God has started has got to be important to you and me. Pastor, what do you mean? I mean this. I mean, as the world gets darker, we must get more determined to advance the kingdom of God. As the world gets darker, we must be more determined to advance the kingdom of God. As humanity becomes more broken, we must become more burdened to share the gospel and populate heaven. We must be more burdened for it. Listen to me. As we step into 2024, my prayer is that this house moves with the same perspective as the Apostle Paul. And get this, he declared this in Acts chapter 20, verse 24. That's not a coincidence. He said this in Acts 20. What year are we about to step into tomorrow? 2024. Let's look at Acts chapter 20, verse 24. He said, but my life is worth nothing to me unless I use it for finishing the work assigned me by the Lord Jesus, the work of telling others the good news about the wonderful grace of God. My prayer for this house is that we would have the same perspective as we step into 2024, that everything in life is secondary to us telling people about the wonderful news of the grace of God in their lives. Amen, Pastor. Praise. Listen, I hate to tell you like this. We will pursue people as much as we can and win cities and touch nations. And you say, Pastor, I'm not interested. Then baby, go get on the sideline because we're moving forward and we're not stopping. We're going to go get people for the kingdom. We're going to love them. We're going to lead them. We're going to win them. We're going to disciple them. We're going to train them. We're going to equip them. And then we're going to send them back into the world to make disciples and make a difference for the kingdom of God. I believe in 2024 that we can declare that the most important thing we can do with our days and our time is tell somebody else about the goodness of the grace of God that can change their life forever. I want us to be committed to those things in Jesus' name. This is how we must continue. This is why we must continue. Somebody say, we must continue. We must continue. God is not finished with us, or he is not finished working through this. So the challenge today for each of us, the challenge today for each of us from the Holy Spirit, even though the calendar is changing, continue to rise. Even though the calendar is changing, continue to rise. Even though the year is closing, go ahead and reach for next in 2024. Even though the calendar is changing, go ahead and keep being intimate with God. Even though the calendar is changing, go ahead and keep seeking the lost. Even though the new year is coming tomorrow, keep expecting the supernatural in your life. Continue. Continue. Somebody shout, continue. We must continue. Even though the calendar is changing, continue to rise. And listen, as you continue, let's get ready to add more of what God wants to do. As we continue together, let's be ready to add more in our lives. Listen to me, because as we add more vision and pillars, as we keep growing into the men and women that God desires us to be, listen, that's how we will continue to grow into the family and the has anointed this place to be. That's how we will continue to grow into the family and army that God has anointed us to be. And we will continue to tell others of the good news of the wonderful grace of God. If you believe that, somebody say amen. Now listen to me. As we say yes to what God is inviting us into in the next few weeks, and you say, Pastor, okay, I want to continue in 2024. Before I close today, I want to equip you with two things. I want to share two things with you. As we get ready to step into what God is doing, as we continue to rise and step into fresh vision, I believe there's two things that we need to see today to remind us of how. Everybody say how. You've heard about why. Now we talk about how, of how we can do it together. The first one's found in this text, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13. Here's what the Apostle Peter said. So then, prepare your hearts and minds for action. Prepare your hearts and minds for action. If you say, Pastor, I want to continue into next year, okay? Don't just talk about it, prepare yourself for it. Don't just think about it, prepare your heart and mind for action. I've said this and I'll keep saying it. If you have expectation of God doing more, then expectation demands preparation. Expectation demands preparation. So if you believe that God's not done, but God wants you to continue to rise and step into even greater into 2024, then even today, make your mind up that you will prepare your heart and your mind for action in 2024. So what does that mean? It's one of our core values here at Makers Church. Don't just be somebody that has good intentions. Be ready to live intentionally. Be ready to live intentionally. Don't just have ideals of what you think you could do. Be ready to put them into action, even starting tomorrow when you wake up. If you believe that, somebody say amen. Don't wait till J to start. January 1st, say, Lord, I'm ready. I will continue right now, and I will be available for whatever you want to do in 2024. Prepare your heart and mind for action. Prepare your heart and mind for God to do greater things and more things in and through your life in 2024. Listen, prepare so you can put it all into practice. And I will tell you this, that's part of the reason we fast and pray here at Makers Church at the beginning of the year. We don't wait till March to fast. You want to know why? Because people get in their routines by March. We want to fast and pray as we start the year so we can prepare our minds and hearts for action, to do the will of the Father in our lives and to touch those around us. Amen? Number one, prepare your heart and mind for action. Number two, this one should be simple, but we need to be reminded. It's in 1 Corinthians 16, verse 14. It's real simple. 1 Corinthians 16, 14. Do everything with love. Do everything with love. Everybody say everything with love. Do everything with love. Pastor, you think God wants me to do in 2024? Yeah, he wants you to do everything with love. He wants your words to be filled with love. He wants your motives to be filled with love. He wants your actions to be filled with love. Well, Pastor, what if I can't do it in love? Then you shouldn't be doing it. Can I get a witness from somebody? Listen. Hey, I hate to break it to you, you can't gossip in love. Oh, I'm going here on December 31st, 2023. Yes, I am. You can't complain in love. You can't hate and be bitter in love. You can't doubt and be fearful in love. You can't walk around and be negative in love. Come on, somebody help me in this room. If you can't do it in love, you shouldn't do it. So as we prepare to continue to rise and step into what God has for 2024, prepare yourself now and make up your mind. Whatever you do, you will do it with love. You will do it with love. What does that mean? That means that you will love the Lord and you will love everybody else the way he loves you. You'll do it with love. How can we prepare ourselves for this year and all that God's going to do? Prepare our hearts and minds for action and do everything with love. Do everything with love. Come on, if you believe that, I want you to stand to your feet all over the house today. Listen, I know I've preached shorter the last couple weeks. Don't get used to this. It's a holiday season, I understand. But listen to me. I'm excited. I have more expectation for what God can do in this calendar year than I've ever had before. Does anybody else have that kind of faith? But moments like these shape how we finish and how we start. Moments like these shape how we finish and how we start. And I believe the word of the Lord today is, we must continue. We must continue. Somebody say, I must continue. We must continue and prepare ourselves to add to everything God has done and God will do as we continue to become everything He's designed us to be together. If you believe that, somebody give the Lord a hand clap of praise in this house. Come on. Now, here's what I want us to do this morning. I know we're full this service. That's fine. But I want you to find a place. If you, I want you to get out of your seat and come to the altar this morning.